Hello and welcome to Theatre Voice. My name is Diana Damian. I'm here with Hester Chillingworth, Lucy McCormick and Jennifer Pick to talk about their show External that's going to be on at the Soho Theatre. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you ladies want to start by talking about where the show, how the show came about and what it's inspired by or a response to?
Sure. We saw Internal by Entrerond Hued, by the Belgian company that I think a lot of people know of, and they probably have heard of them most recently for their show Audience that's been in Edinburgh just now. We saw their show Internal a couple of Edinburghs ago, and we began to get interested in if you could make your conversation about a piece actually into a piece. So we thought, rather than sitting here talking, why don't we make something in response? So that's what External started off as, a response to Internal. And we were quite interested in the idea, you know, things like YouTube, you know, the idea of a video response is quite commonplace. And we were quite interested in sort of playing in that economy of you make a live piece, and in response, we make a live piece. And I would say that was the kind of the launching pad, the springboard, although from that initial hook, I think the piece kind of has become a lot wider and does a lot of different things. So one thing that's very important to us is you don't have to have seen Internal to see External, because a lot of what it's about is about what is it to respond to another piece rather than the specific piece it's responding to.
And you mentioned that External explores slippery questions like authenticity, originality and authorship. What do those mean for you in the context of the piece, and how do they play out in the piece? How do you play with them theatrically?
We were quite interested when we were making the piece to explore what happens or what it's like to sort of quote your sources, just like you would in an essay or something. Or if you're making new material and you want to use something that you've seen somewhere else, to just use it. or, you know, you're using other people's ideas all the time, obviously. I mean, there's sort of, perhaps, you know, originality doesn't really exist at all, and you could never quote all your sources, so it's a ridiculous task at the same time. But it was also interesting to be like, okay, what are my references? What has influenced me? And what happens if I just sort of say what they are, or sort
what
of
happens if you don't as well?
Yeah. What happens if you don't?
Yeah. And we were quite interested in bringing the in trying to kind of name things in the context of being on stage, because so often it seems to us that time spent on stage is about imagining things that aren't there and naming, yeah, imagined worlds or images and metaphors that don't exist in front of you. And we're quite interested in what happens if you really name what's really there, and the line that treads between kind of the very, very truthful and the very, very untruthful, fictional and real, and how the audience perceive what's being named, even if it's something that's completely in front of them. Maybe when it's on stage, if it gets named, it still seems like a fiction.
And how does that play into your piece? For example, I've noticed that you call yourselves in the piece by your first names. It's Lucy and Jen. Mm. What other similar elements come into play?
Well, we've tried to... one of our starting points was... Well, certainly for me, in it, was to try and make it seem that my persona on stage is quite close to my persona in real life. And I think, yeah, I think we wanted to at least build up the idea that there is a really strong relationship between who me and Lucy are in the show and who we are when we're not in the show, because that's going to inform the sort of level of trust you have with an audience. It's amazing if you, just by using your own name, it's amazing how people assume that, you know, everything that you're doing is you, and that, you know, on some level maybe you're giving them a bigger slice of reality than, say, if I was called Sue or something, you know.
Yeah.
And do you try to make sure that people know this is your real name? Or do you think you establish a different form of engagement with the audience that means you'd never let them be sure?
I reckon there probably are some people who leave and aren't sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
But we don't spend a whole great time dealing with trying to establish it.
Mm.
They just name each other as
right.
as Lucy and Jen and kind of
get on with it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I think for us, because those are their real names, it kind of is a very straightforward thing. I mean, we did have some conversations at some point about them using each other's names and things, but in a way, you're complicating something that's quite straightforward, really. But as Jen's just alluded to there, you know, even if she calls herself Jen and she wears her own clothes on stage, it doesn't mean that she's the same as she is in real life. But it's just, again, part of this quite interesting line of setting up that kind of currency of truth.
Internal was a very obviously intimate piece. Are you deliberately doing the opposite?
Is it fair to say that when we started playing the idea of responding to internal, we did sort of actively do the opposite? We thought, well, how distant could you be with someone in 25 minutes? Which was their question, how intimate can you be with a stranger in 25 minutes? And we did really directly play with that question. But again, as Hester said earlier, it sort of widened quite quickly to more than just that.
Mm. You can't play with one thing without its opposite being in the room. So we began by saying, OK, let's try and remain really distant and play with that and see what that game is. But by doing that, you start having a conversation about intimacy really soon.
I think we always knew that we were exploring the piece in terms of an end-on traditional stage setup. And that really informed what we were doing, because internal is a one-on-one piece, as they say. And we were interested to know what would it be like for us to explore some of the same themes and some of the opposite sort of, things from this traditional perspective. But how intimate can I be with you when I'm on a stage and you're in the audience, as opposed to us being on, you know, a date together in a small booth or whatever?
Yeah, when there's much more of an obvious audience performer setup, it's much more like, yes, you are the audience, yes, we are on the stage performing for you. So there's no illusion there. And then it's sort of a question of what illusions you can find within what we're doing.
Mm. And I think it's fair to say that we are massively interested in intimacy in terms of not so much literally touching the audience or being able to caress them or whatever, but I suppose intimacy of feeling and relationship. And for us, the exciting game right now is how you might deal in that, but be in an end-on theatre setup.
And what's your currency, as in how do you engage in that relationship or dialogue with the audience?
Ah. How to talk about it without giving the other thing about the show away? We do. There's quite a lot of direct address. So Lucy and or Jen talking to the audience. We had an interesting discussion about that, because we did a version of the show in Switzerland and it had to incorporate some French, and we had to discuss whether to use the singular version of you or the plural version of you when talking to the audience. And I think in a way that goes to the core of a lot of what the direct address is in our show, where it is playing with whether or not it's talking to one person or the whole audience. So there is direct address, but it never sits on one person for a huge amount of time. So it never pretends genuinely to know that person.
It's never the same thing, and I think that we've played with changing the currency a lot throughout the piece. So not in a really aggressive way, you know, but in a sort of quite a fluid way.
The show, I guess, is this is the question of whose show is it? And if Lucy and Jen are trying to make this show work in front of you, and they have questions about it, and they talk about them live on stage, I suppose that's part of the currency, kind of revealing holes in the show. But then, of course,
they're deliberate. Yeah. And what's the relationship between you two on stage throughout the show?
I guess it sort of comes back to that question of whose show is it? And so, well, I mean, in both instances, whether it's Jen and I, as we are here, in Get in the Back of the Van, we are on stage trying to perform a show. And for Jen and Lucy, who are in the show, I think they have the same task. But
they've got very different ways of trying to achieve what they're trying to achieve, which is essentially entertainment, I think. Yeah, they've got a very sort of... The relationship is a bit ambiguous, like it can sort of flip. I mean, there's obviously something there that is making them carry on doing this show together, even though at times it would seem like it'd be best for them to just go off and do their own one-woman show. But
there has to be a reason for them to still keep going. Why doesn't one of them leave and say, well, I can't do a show with you? You know, and so it isn't actually articulated. They never go, this is why I will keep doing it with you. But there is something that keeps them going for 50 minutes.
You know, it's the task of making something and making an original piece of work as a young company. Authenticity and referencing things about, it's trying to be really honest again about the feeling of creating so-called new work. And you're always going to be sort of compared to other companies, or, you know, well, this reminds me of what we did in the 60s or whatever.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. I think originality is why we have that word in the blurb and why it is such a key thing to us, is that we feel that there is a big drive. It's quite a kind of buzzword, yeah, new work and be original. And you can't be original. And for us, sort of owning that is a really interesting starting point, especially in this you know, nowadays when the commodity all around us on TV and things with things like X Factor is about replica. Replica of replica of replica. You know, we're very interested in that, really owning that and quoting your sources and showing the imprint of other things.
Did you find that hard to negotiate, acknowledging your source from the beginning and trying to be aware whether you're referencing it directly or how you're dealing with it throughout the show? Did it make you feel more responsible towards it or less?
I think it does make you feel quite responsible towards it in a way, because...
But did you feel it forced a position towards it as well? That by doing that, you automatically took a position towards internal?
To internal?
Yeah, we are very conscious of not making doing a critique of internal. And it's interesting talking to people who've seen our show and their show, because quite often they bring their feelings on their show to our show. But we've tried to stay very neutral. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah,
because again, really, that the show is in response to internal, it's sort of this, it's a false premise, really. It is, and it massively isn't at the same time. And I think what I was going to say when you said, does it make you feel responsible, is it's just not as easy as with internal or anything else that we might reference in the show. I'm going to reference something, there has to be a point. I think we're always trying to open up conversations, and so I think when we do literally quote our sources, which actually isn't that often within the piece that we literally will say direct things like that, I think we did think really hard about when to do that and why to do it and what it was saying, and as well with the whole premise of responding to internal. It's a sort of responsibility in that you have to have a good reason to do it, and that's why it's super important to us that there isn't quality judgments made, because it isn't about that, it's about a conversation.
I've been thinking about what Lucy said a minute ago about, of course, it is a search to be original, and I think that's just a really good point, is that we talk a lot about inside and outside our work about how, of course, you can't ever be original, but of course... that is all in an effort to be original. So, yeah, it's just the material that we choose to use at the moment is material that kind of owns itself as replica.
And you've been performing it for about a year now, is that? Has it changed a lot since you first started? Have your feelings about it changed since you first started it?
It's interesting. I would say, actually, in terms of material, the changes have been small, but there have But for me, there's one particular change we made that was actually its effect for us. I don't know if an audience had seen both before and after would say the same. But the effect for us was quite big of the change. But it's a small moment in the show. We tend to film, not every, but most performances of it and watch them at some point in an effort to continually be working on the piece. And I think there are changes in it which are probably have bigger impact to us than would necessarily to an audience. I was going to say my feelings towards it. My feelings towards it they always change in that I think you it's like a relationship with a sort of living, evolving thing. And I feel, for me, every time we do it and every different context we do it in it, I understand it slightly more, but also then have more questions.
For me, the areas of stuff that is really highlighted in the show, there's such a lot in there, and it really changes for me what themes I'm focusing on, depending on what we're working on. We're working on a new piece at the moment, and the themes of that and where they link into the themes in External are what's, exciting me about the show at the moment. But that can change depending on what we're doing, or what we've been to see, or there's quite a lot in there.
It is weird, because I think when you make a piece, you try to make something that feels urgent. You feel that it has to be made. And so when you've made it quite a while ago, and then we spent a year really doing one-off performances at various sort of festivals and things. So this will be the first time we've had a run.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So that is quite a strange feeling.
And
sometimes when we're talking about External, we can get sort of quite, I don't know, just talking about the themes and what's important, and of course that stuff is important, but for me External is about fun, and it's a show which is, as Jenny said earlier, about trying to entertain as well as discussing these sort of theatrical questions, and that's what I'm enjoying about External right now, actually. It's a lot of fun to do, and it's fun to try and entertain people, opening up people through humour to talk about other stuff is quite a useful tool.
Yeah, stand-up comedy is a great political platform, which is something we can play with.
Yeah. I think a big hope for us, really strong hope, is that people who think they might not be into experimental theatre or could have fun, to go back to what Lucy said, and kind of enjoy the experience.
And thank you, Hester, Lucy and Jen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.